One of the most brilliantly beautiful of all feeder birds is the male rose-breasted grosbeak. The female, looking more like a sparrow on steroids, completely lacks not just the male's vivid colors, but also his striking plumage pattern. These beautiful birds summer in just about every neighborhood in both Ithaca and Duluth. We intuitively know that female songbirds are drabber than males, so they won't attract attention to the nest and young, which also explains why female birds don't sing. But rose-breasted grosbeaks belie both these principles. Both parents build the nest, incubate the eggs, and care for the young. And not only do both sexes sing, both males and females have been reported singing while incubating the eggs. Their song is a string of phrases similar to that of robins, but with a richer tonal quality. If robins are the avian version of Broadway musical singers, rose-breasted grosbeaks would be found on the opera stage. The few times I've observed them singing on their nests, they don't seem to have turned down the volume, but they do seem to exude an air of contentment, as if crooning lullabies. Rose-breasted grosbeaks are considered pests by people who object to their eating tree buds, flowers, and cultivated peas and fruits, but beneficial by those who are pleased that they pig out on potato beetle larvae, scale insects, and other insects injurious to crops. At bird feeders, they specialize on sunflower seeds. They frequently visit the feeders on the balcony of my Ithaca apartment, and I've managed to get some pretty nice photos that are on my rose-breasted grosbeak gallery. You can find it at lauraerickson.com. Just scroll down to the link to my bird photo galleries where all the species are indexed. Rose-breasted grosbeaks winter all the way down in Mexico, Central America, and well into South America. Sadly, because of their great beauty, they're prized as caged birds throughout much of their winter range. We don't know how much trapping them for this purpose affects their population. They seem to have problems with habitat fragmentation and are vulnerable to lighted towers and windows, but overall they seem to be doing better than most neotropical migrants. I've been waking up every morning for the past week or two to rose-breasted grosbeak songs drifting through my bedroom balcony door. The temperatures at night lately have been in the 30s and 40s, but keeping the door open a bit is well worth the chill for the lovely sounds I hear as I fall asleep and as I awaken. Frogs and geese are the order of the evening, and there's simply nothing to compare with a rich dawn chorus to bring in a new day. How could I possibly not wake up with a smile, knowing my lovely rose-breasted grosbeaks are spending another day with me? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.